Essentially, the National Prosecuting Authority is investigating directorate with a 5-year term to investigate and prosecute state capture-related crimes within the country, has brought an application and is currently speaking to a feasibility study that was paid from the Free State Department of the Free State Department of Agriculture in 2011 till 2012 for a feasibility study of the possible success of the Mohuma Mubong project. Then the company Nyumani Investment, which is owned by Iqbal Sharma, then subcontracted it to Deloitte for $1.5 million. And then we believe they subcontracted again work already done by Deloitte to another company, which we then believe then transferred funds to Ironsight, a company owned by the Gupta brothers, Adun and Rajesh Gupta, as well as their two wives. So what we are alleging is that they need to come back to South Africa. A warrant of arrest in South Africa has been issued. They have been mentioned in a charge sheet in South Africa that they need to come account for those particular crimes in the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court. And we're saying that of the 17 accused, 4 appeared yesterday. And we are alleging that the Gupta family should then also come and account for the accused for looting the Free State Department.
Some people are saying that this call is part of a witch hunt by political enemies of the former president, Jacob Zuma. What's your reaction to that when you hear such criticism?
So the investigating director for starters is led by a formidable person, Advocate Hermion Brunier, who has been saying that we do not bring half-baked matters before any court of law. So this particular investigation, we stumbled upon when investigating something else, and everything came together. And it shows the flow of the money, of how the money left the country, how it left the jurisdiction, how it entered into various, and how it got into the control of Adun Gupta in South Africa. It shows that he had control of an Absa account where he micromanaged how money came in or was laundered and how it left South Africa. So we're saying we've got facts. We've already told the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court, which is in the Free State, that we are ready to proceed with trial with those that are actually before court and in South Africa. Currently, the docket has already been concluded. Investigations have been concluded, rather. So we're saying, how can it then be a witch hunt when we have all the evidence and are ready to continue with trial?
Have you gotten any positive responses from Interpol following your call?
We're saying that the application is still ongoing. We are also saying that we're using various other means, but the application is still something that we are pushing towards. So feedback is quite premature to even talk about feedback, but we're saying for this particular case, we'd like the Gupta brothers to come, place their views, their opinion, their defense into this particular case, because from where we are sitting as the National Prosecuting Authority's investigating director, we feel we have a concrete case and we cannot wait for it to then be transferred to the High Court where it can be ventilated, but we need them to come back and account. We are still saying, should they wish, if they're innocent, let them come into the country and then account for this case, because they then have a case to account to. Let them come and make their case. That door is still open.
I understand the NPA has also gotten a court order to seize assets, including luxury properties in Johannesburg, Cape Town. Can you confirm this latest development?
Yes, we got the order issued by the Bloemfontein Free State High Court, which issued the order on the 2nd of June in favor of the investigating director that the assets of Ironsight, in particular the company owned by the Jish, Adu and their wives, as well as Nyumani Investment, a company owned by Iqbal Sharma, somebody who's already in South Africa, to account, as well as the business rescue practitioners, because we are aware that Ironsight is currently under business rescue. So the order has been served on the business rescue practitioners. The order, we have to also mention, is an unlimited order that we got from the Bloemfontein High Court.
Can you assure South Africans that these investigations that you are carrying out, or the NPA is carrying out, is devoid of political influence and political machinations just to bring down the Gupta family being targeted because they had close relationship with former President Jacob Zuma?
Not at all. We deal in cases on a case-by-case situation, and the evidence leads what exactly it is that we then bring before a court of law. Our investigative strategy has always been working with law enforcement as a secondment basis, the NP obviously leading from a prosecutorial aspect, and then joining the dots and how exactly money came in and out of the country. We're also using various other law enforcement agencies and external parties. SARS is also, the South African Revenue Services is also an aid of the investigating directorate that follows the money. So with all of the evidence gathering measures that we're using, we are not at all instituting any form of a witch hunt, but it's the money flow that we're following.